Wizard.
And here be your price, Zechariah.
These be good coins, Wizard. Don't look like none I ever seen afore.
Oh, they be good, I expect. No matter, gold be gold, cousin. Gold be gold.
And you be wanting two more next week?
Aye, in the week after that. In the week after that, in the week after that.
Aye, that's what he says. Two Alderney cows each week, paid with that weird gold of his. And 'tain't nearly any need for 'em, I seed. The strange thing is, Curtis and I, we keep taking cows out to Wizard, and there ne'er seems to be any more'n 10 or 12 of the sorriest looking critters, right bloodless. There must be some kind of blight or the distemper's all I can see. Here it's that rotten old barn of his. Here the filthy pasturage. Them sick cows, less them as I could see, had these weird sores onto 'em, kind of like cuts almost. Wizard, he had 'em too, on his neck like. I mentions it to him. He laughs, just laughs, like it's the funniest thing he ever hears. Gold's good, though, so I supposes we'll keep a selling to him.
In the spring after Wilbur's birth, Lavinia resumed her customary rambles in the hills, bearing in her misproportioned arms the swarthy child. Wilbur's growth was phenomenal. Within 3 months of his birth, he had attained a size and muscular power not usually found in infants under a full year of age, and no one was really unprepared when, at 7 months, he began to walk unassisted, with falterings which another month were sufficient to remove.
It were sometime in the fall, about Halloween, if I recollect it right, I seed 'em. Yeah, it were right afore that great fire atop Sentinel Hill, about midnight it were. I were looking to catch a heifer what strayed, and I seed 'em in the light of my lantern. The boy were running up the hill, right sturdy he were, his mama right behind. Most dropped my lantern then. Naked they was. At least Lavinia Wheatley was. Little boy Wilbur, now it seemed like he were wearing a fringed belt and maybe some dark trousers. They just ran through the underbrush like they didn't care for the briars or brambles. That's all I remember. That great fire top sentinel, them running towards it. Running.
My name is Houghton. I have a medical practice in Aylesbury and therefore have some knowledge of the citizens of Dunwich. Wilbur Wheatley commenced to talk at the age of 11 months. His facial aspect, too, was remarkable for its maturity, for though he shared his mother's and grandfather's chinlessness, his firm and precociously shaped nose united with the expression of his large, dark, almost Latin eyes to give him an air of quasi-adulthood and well-nigh preternatural intelligence. He was, however, exceedingly ugly, despite his appearance of brilliancy, there being something almost goatish or animalistic about him. For some reason, the people of Dunwich feared the boy, feared him even more than his grandfather, old Wizard Wheatley. As for his mother, I don't think they ever thought of her at all.
Old Wheatley continued to buy cattle without measurably increasing the size of his herd. He also cut timber, began to repair the unused parts of his house, a spacious peak-roofed affair whose rear end was buried entirely in the rocky hillside, and whose three least ruined ground floors had always been sufficient for himself and his daughter. Now he began restoring the long-abandoned upper story of the house, tightly boarding up all the windows in the reclaimed section.
Even more inexplicable was his fitting up of another downstairs room for his new grandson. This chamber he lined with tall, firm shelving, along which he began gradually to arrange in apparently careful order all the rotting ancient books and parts of books he had gathered over his lifetime.
I made some use of 'em, eh? Good use of 'em. But the boy's fitting to be making better use of 'em. He ought to have 'em as well as soon as he can, for they're going to be all of his learning. He be growing. He ought to have 'em, yeah? He ought to have 'em.
When Wilbur was a year and 7 months old,